Today, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky announced that more than 106 million people in the U.S. have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That is nearly a third of the country. But as more people get vaccinated, there is still a significant chunk of the population deciding against it. And people like Alex Berenson are not helping the situation. He's a former New York Times reporter who has taken to Twitter and Fox News to fuel the fire of misinformation regarding the virus and vaccines. Derek Thompson, a staff writer for The Atlantic, has dubbed Berenson, quote, the pandemic's wrongest man. And Derek joins us now from Washington, as he does every Monday. Derek, welcome back.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So we should start by stating the truth that the CDC says all three approved vaccines here in the U.S. are safe, effective, and reduce your risk of severe illness from the virus. But then there are these voices out there spreading misinformation. Why is Berenson particularly dangerous?
I just want to double down on building this truth sandwich here. It's often said among people who study information networks that the way to combat a conspiracy theory is to say the truth and then say the false claim and then repeat the truth again. So, as you said, the truth is absolutely that these vaccines are sensationally effective at blocking severe illness and death. Berenson's claims that they are, in fact, dangerous, that they can get people sick, even make people's immune systems vulnerable so that they can actually ironically get COVID, they're all wrong. And his claims are particularly dangerous because he has a large following on Twitter, about 200,000 followers on Twitter, and he seems to have a standing invitation on Fox News primetime shows like Tucker Carlson's. So it's really important, I think, that we not only, you know, not allow him to spread these claims uncritically examined on shows like this, but also point out for people that might have a family member or a friend who sees some of his information to be empowered to remind them that, as I did, checked every single reference that he gave me about his claims, and every single reference came back false, false, false. It's so important to tell people that he is spreading misinformation and not spookily true things about these vaccines.
So he actually blames the vaccine for a rise in cases, using Israel as an example, which in reality is actually doing quite a phenomenal job of vaccinating its population. How is he drawing this conclusion, and what's the truth?
When I asked him to give me a reference for this particular conclusion that Israel isn't doing a good job with the vaccines, he sent me an article in Hebrew. Now, I'm a Reform Jew who does not speak Hebrew, like I suppose so many American Reform Jews. I sent it to someone I know on Twitter who's a biologist in Israel who came back and told me that the article in Hebrew wasn't saying anything that Berenson said it was saying. So this was pure misdirection. Here's the truth about Israel. Israel is one of the world's leaders in distributing this vaccine to its citizens, and its daily cases have declined about 96 to 97% since January 17th. Mm. Its economy is nearly opened up. It's exactly what just about every American should hope we will also get from our vaccine experience, which is a massive decline in cases coinciding with a normalization of life. If we are lucky, and I think we will get there, we will be exactly where Israel is right now. Mm.
Another false claim widely circulated by Berenson, who says that the vaccine suppresses the immune system and can even cause death, that somehow the side effects are worse than the symptoms of the virus. No evidence of that, Derek. What are scientists telling you about this claim?
Well, this one was particularly strange. So he claimed that he found a study that showed that the white blood cell count declined after people took the vaccines. I pass this along to an immunologist in California, Shane Crotty, that I've been corresponding with for several months. He said that the white blood cell count after people take a successful vaccine is supposed to decline. This is exactly what's supposed to happen. The white blood cells aren't disappearing. They're not being hurt. They're just leaving the blood, going to the site of inflammation, and they return to the blood in a few days. So essentially, Berenson was saying that the proper functioning of our immune system was something to be afraid of. Once again, pretty much complete nonsense. And this is exactly why I think it's difficult for some people who you know, don't have an immunologist on call like I'm very lucky to be able to confront these claims. They're a little esoteric. They seem technical. They sometimes use scientific jargon. But in just about every single case, he is 100% wrong.
So give us some truth-telling about this last one. Barrison is also peddling widely this idea that healthy people under the age of 70 should not be vaccinated. Again, no evidence of that, Derek. Where did he get that information? And tell us how the data disproves it.
Well, the data is really clear. About 100,000 people under the age of 65 have died of COVID-19. Meanwhile, of about 160 million vaccines that have been administered in the U.S. so far, a CDC review of clinical information has found no evidence that they've caused any deaths. So the current score in the competition between non-senior pandemic deaths, right, deaths under people 65 years or over, versus conclusive vaccine deaths is 100,000 to zero. Mm. I think that might be the most important statistic here. People should absolutely take these vaccines. They will help us reach the end of this pandemic.
Derek Thompson, always helping us understand what is truth. Staff writer at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you so much.
Thank you.